Hiya, babe. Say, how about that? Ouch.
Does that answer your question, Bobby?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Stubbins. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere. I've kicked around the world a little, and the world kicked me around a little, too. There's one good thing about being in show business, though. You do get a chance to travel. Right now, I'm in India. I can't pronounce the name of the city, but it sounds like something fell sideways. How did I wind up in this Oriental Coney Island? Well, when you're in show business, your agent is like the draft board during the war. You go where you're sent. Well, anyway, the show folded, and here I am, stranded, and without boat fare to get back to the States. Not even enough to pay for the hotel room I'm sharing with another girl in the show, Dixie LeVere.
Did you say something?
Gosh, Dixie, this hotel room is sticky, hot, and smelly. If I had the strength, I'd take a stroll over to the fish market for a breath of fresh air.
What'd you say, Maisie?
Oh, nothing, Dixie. I was just talking to myself.
Oh, if I don't get back to the good old USA soon, I'll be talking to myself, too.
Yeah.
Maisie?
Yeah?
Hand me the newspaper.
Oh, what's the use? The only jobs open in this overpopulated mirage is for camel drivers.
I'm not on the market for a job. I just wanted that paper to swat a mosquito.
Oh, don't do that, Dixie.
But don't tell me in this country it's against the law to kill mosquitoes, too.
No, it ain't killing a mosquito that bothers me. It's all the relatives flying in for the funeral.
Oh. Maisie, get the paper and kill it anyway.
Well, it's your turn, honey. I got the last one. Here's the paper.
Thanks. Say, Maisie, we got more company.
Well, step on it.
I can't. It's Dolores King. She's in town. See? It says so right here in the paper.
Dolores King here in India?
What for? Listen. It says, Dolores King, famous moving picture star, arrives from Hollywood.
Famous, huh? The last picture she made almost brought back vaudeville. I remember it laid a big egg.
How do you know?
I helped hatch it.
You don't like Dolores, huh?
Hmm. What's the like? She still owes me about $300.
You loaned her $300?
Yeah, and grits and grabs. And I never got a grab back from that grit. You see, after the picture was released, so was Dolores.
Oh? What was wrong?
Her personality. It came across. After that, she couldn't get a job, and I let her move in with me. So one afternoon, I came out of the shower, and dear, dear Dolores was gone.
Well, why didn't you go after her?
My clothes were gone, too.
Well, this is your chance to balance the books. Dolores is here in town.
So what? The dress she took ain't in style anymore.
But the $300. They're still using the same style money.
Get those stars and stripes out of your eyes, Dixie, honey. If you're counting on getting back to America and what I can squeeze out of Dolores, stop counting. She's probably just as broke as us.
Not according to what I read here in the paper.
No?
No. She's out here to marry up with a local boy.
There's the right. Who's the unlucky groom? Some goon with a fleet of drive-it-yourself elephants?
Oh, he owns elephants, all right. And just about everything else in the country. Dolores is going to marry the Maharaja Ishmael.
You mean that handsome prince we saw yesterday driving through the marketplace in a jewel happy elephant and throwing handfuls of money to the bakers? That's not who Elijah is now.
It ain't Jack Benny.
What? How did Dolores ever swing that deal?
That there Maha's a doll. Real pretty. And has about $300 million. That's real pretty, too. Oh, gee. This here article sure is romantic. Says that Ishma fell in love with Dolores the minute her kisser appeared on the screen. Right away, he sent her a letter to come out here and marry him.
Well, so Dolores is in the chips, huh?
Come on, Dixie.
Where to, Macy?
We're going back to America. We'll find Dolores and make her cough up enough of what she owes me for boat fare.
Gosh, Macy. Imagine that lucky Dolores marrying $300 million.
Gee. If you had that kind of dough, what would you do?
Well, let me see. I'd buy $100 million worth of clothes and $100 million worth of underwear.
Yeah, well, what about the $300 million?
Oh, that I'd probably just spend foolishly. Come on, let's go.
I'll take this, and this, and this.
Yes, yes, Miss King. I mean, your highness-to-be. Perhaps maybe her highness would be interested in this string of pearls?
Hardly, my good man. Dolores King never wears pearls.
They are very expensive.
I'll take them. Oh, you may put it on the Maharaja's account.
Naturally, Your Grace. Now, we have some pearls just arrived from Paris, Your Majesty.
Ah, you think of everything, don't you?
Yes, Your Grace, don't we? For example, we have this table for $12,000.
I'll take two.
Two, Your Eminence. But how could you possibly wear two sable coats?
She'll force herself. Yes, I'll force my... Maisie Revere.
Hiya, Dolores. You read any good bank books lately?
My good man, I'm expecting a headache. Get me an aspirin.
And charge it to the Maha's account, Dolores?
Yes, Your Majesty, at once. And I shall bring Her Eminence's wedding ensemble with me when I return. I believe the seamstresses must be finished sewing on the diamonds and rubies as His Royal Highness the Maharaja requested.
Gee, a wedding gown with diamonds and rubies.
What else?
Say, who are you, miss?
Dixie Levere, honey. A roommate of mine. We have adjoining stalls at the hotel.
How do you do, Miss King?
Quite well, thank you.
Gee, you sure are lucky, Miss King. They say the Maharaja is so rich he don't even know how much money he has.
But Dolores knows, don't you, honey?
After all, you can't take it with you, you know.
Yeah, but it's nice to have something to wave goodbye to when you go.
Same old Maisie. Always thinking about money.
No, just about what you still owe me.
And we need it to get back to America. Our show closed here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, naturally. Every show dear, dear Maisie is in has a habit of running into, shall we say, bad luck, honey?
You're really a king-size louse, aren't you, Dolores? Well, all I want from you, honey, is the money you owe me.
Yeah, we want to get back to the States. I can't stand this place. It's full of crawling things.
Yeah, you'd think there was enough of them without the Maharaja importing more.
Well, Maisie, if you need money, I'd be glad to give it to you.
Good.
Of course, it'll take a little time to get together all the passage money.
A little time? How much time?
Oh, that depends on how good a personal maid Maisie is.
Personal maid?
The future Maharani is a kindly lady. She won't let any of these native girls draw her bow or keep away the flies or the 1,001 other bits of drudgery the job entails. The kindly Maharani saves a position like that for her friend.
What? Maisie be your servant? I got a good mind to tear your blonde hair out by its black roots.
My, my, don't we have a nasty disposition? But I'm sure hard work will soon cure that.
Are you kidding? Maisie ain't going to be no flunky for you. Yeah, draw your own bath and swat your own flies. And if you don't want to swat them separately, just put a hunk of sugar in the corner and bunch them.
Very well, Miss Revere. I hope you and your friend learn to like it here in Karawagani, because you're going to be here a long time.
But you can't do this to her, rich us. You can't let us be stranded in this outdoor turkey's bath.
Ah, Your Highness, here are your purchases, already wrapped. And here, your royal wedding gown.
Oh, it's beautiful. All covered with diamonds and rubies and stuff like that there.
Her Eminence is pleased.
Oh, it takes my breath away.
I wish it would, permanently.
Her Highness wishes us to deliver the wedding gown and these other purchases to her hotel?
No, my servant will carry them there.
Yes, Your Grace. Anything you say, Your Highness.
Very well. I shall have the wedding gown wrapped at once.
Lazy, you're not going to do it.
Wanna bet? It's the only way we can both eventually get out of this country.
A very wise decision, servant. Very wise indeed.
Simsalabim, simsalabim.
What does that mean?
It is Hindu, Your Eminence. It means, oh, Noble Highness, drop dead.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
And from His Eminence, Your Majesty, the Sultan of Farfela, this chest of precious jewels. Oh, truly a more sumptuous gift than the Sultan contributed when you took your third wife. Was it your fourth, Your Majesty? Your omnipotence, Maharaja Ishmael.
Yes, you were saying something, Valet.
Merely that your wedding today to the American one has captured the imagination and loosened the purse strings of your constituents, O Commander of Golden Elephant. But Your Eminence has not seemed to be interested in the list of gifts.
Valley, I realize it is against the custom for the groom to view his bride before the ceremony, with a veil over her face, of course, but do you think one tiny peek, perhaps?
Well, it might be arranged, O Master of the Planet. I shall hasten to the royal suite at the hotel His Highness has provided for Miss King and bring her here to the palace for her, shall we say, prenuptial chat?
Yes, let us call it that. Go now and bring her here to me, and we will have a friendly chat.
With refreshment?
What else? We shall have grasshoppers roasted to a turn.
Oh, delicious.
And in honor of my bride to be something typically American. Evali, what is the American national dish?
Oh, a strange concoction, Your Majesty. I have read many times about it in magazines. It is called a hot fudge sundae.
Good, Evali. Then that is what we shall serve. Roasted grasshoppers and hot fudge sundae.
Sound delicious, oh pink and whiteness. I go now to fetch the bride-to-be.
Hotel suite is just down the hall, miss. Come, I shall open the door for you.
Thanks, Sonny. My arms are too loaded with Mrs. Maharaja to be's loot to handle it by myself. Open up them portals, Sesame. My arms are ready to fall off.
Yes, at once, miss. This is it. The royal suite.
Jesus, what a layout. Looks like the lobby of the Waldorf. Help! Help!
There is something wrong?
Quicksand! I'm sunk up to my ankles in quicksand!
That is really the carpet you are standing on. His Highness likes everything soft.
Well, he's sure going to be disappointed in Dolores. She's hard as rocks. She's going to take him for a million.
Will that be all, miss?
Ain't it enough? I mean, oh, yes. I'll unpack the wedding gown and stuff myself.
Very well, miss.
Lucky Dolores. Look at all these beautiful things. The Maha has taken her for better or worse, and she's taken him. Wow, get a load of this Hindu wedding gown. Just crawling with jewels. Heavy, too. Golly, when the Maha carries her over the threshold after the ceremony, he'll have to make 2 trips. Gee, this wedding gown. It's just beautiful.
Maybe. If you know what's good for you, you'll hang up that wedding gown and scram.
Sure, I bet it. Hey, who are you? Where did that voice come from?
This is your conscience. I am your other self.
No wonder I can't get along on what I make. I gotta feed 2 of us.
Maisie, you're tempted, aren't you? You're just crazy to try on that 4th knot with sleeves.
I never was thinking of no such thing as trying on this gown. But I bet you'd look swell on me.
Don't be a show. What have you got to lose? Try it on.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, go on.
Coax me.
Well.
You talk me into it. Gee, I bet that's Dolores. And me in her wedding gown. She'll hit the ceiling.
What are you worried about? You've got enough on that trip to queer her with the Maharaja.
Yeah, that's right. One word from me and her children wouldn't have a mother. Come in, you royal paw flusher.
Good evening, Your Grace.
No, I'm Maisie. I'm amazed to see you. You ain't,
I am Ivali, madame. Secretary to His Highness, the master of the 4 and 40 green umbrellas, the Maharaja.
Oh, well, look, mister, this wedding gown, I only put it on. I was just trying to...
To please His adamantine invincibility, no doubt. And His Majesty will be more than pleased to see how beautiful his bride-to-be looks in it.
Bride? But I'm... I mean, I'm not... Well, I'll take off this...
You must not remove that veil, madame. It is the law.
Well, then get me a lawyer. I mean, gosh...
Madame, his impatient sentientness would like to see his fiancé immediately. Come, I will lead you to the palace.
Look, I can't go. This whole thing is a mistake.
A mistake? You are trying to back out of your promise to marry the Maharaja?
Well, he's probably a nice kid, but you don't seem to understand.
Madame, it is you who does not understand. In this country, the penalty for attempting to make a laughing stock of His Majesty is death. Death?
Death? You mean like in killed?
Yes. Now come, Miss King. His august constellation wishes you to spend a few moments with him alone. And remember, anything the Maharaja wishes, you must obey.
Anything? You mean like in... anything?
Yes. Come. The wearer of the platinum pantaloons is waiting.
I'm coming.
Maybe. This whole thing sure is funny.
Some joke, believe me.
You were talking perhaps to me, madame.
No, to my other self. You see, there are 2 of me, and one of the show is in trouble.
Enter, Miss King. This is His Highness' private quarters. You see, a table of delicacies has been prepared for you. His Highness wishes to sup with you.
No, thanks. Look, chum, there's been a mistake.
Hardly, my beloved one. Even with the veil, I can feel that you are more beautiful than the image of you with which I fell in love. The one on the screen.
Well, gee, thanks.
Madame,
This is His Highness, Maharaja Ishmael, Extreme Potentate of Mustafa Gom, Prince of Ishman Ho, Raja of Magarak, Plenipotentiary of Bughadov, Ruler, Emperor, Sovereign, and Prince of Karawagoni.
Hi.
Go now, Adali. I wish to be alone with my lovely bride-to-be.
Yes, my master.
Ah, my beloved. It is enchanted I am to meet you face to veil. Somehow, you seem much younger than I expected.
And somehow I got a feeling I ain't going to get much older.
Only in years, my beloved one. Beauty like yours never dies.
Promise me?
Ah, my sweet American rose. I have been awaiting this meeting so long. And now that you are here, I have a feeling I hardly know you.
Well, could be. Look, Maha.
Please. First, we must dine. Come, eat.
What is this stuff?
Roasted grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yes. Have one.
No, thanks. I'm jumpy enough already. Your Highness, I'm...
thrilled at seeing me in person, eh, my darling? Come into the next room, please.
Can't we kick this thing around out here-ish?
You don't understand, my darling. I've been waiting anxiously, impatiently for you to be my very own. Come with me. I want you to see the ceremonial jewels you will wear this evening when we are married.
Jewels?
In here, my magnificent one. Here, my sweet, mysterious one. I will open the chair.
Wow. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and what's this, uranium?
No, my dear. Amethysts. I place all these precious jewels at thy feet.
Gee, if I'd accept this stuff, I'd sure have the richest looking feet in town. Maha, all this is just swell, but...
I will hear no more of gratitudes, Miss King. Adorn yourself at once with these jewels. I will await you.
Okay, Your Highness. I'll be right out.
Ready yet, my beloved one? Is thou wearing the ceremonial jewels?
I is.
Ah, you indeed look beautiful, like a true Maharani. Come to me, my darling.
Yes, sure. You better come to me, Maha. I can't walk with all this jewelry on.
Ah, so beautiful you are. Let me kiss your hand.
Oh, sure. It's someplace under these rings.
Open the door! Open the door at once!
Who is that at the door?
Oh, it ain't termites. Your Highness, I...
Open the door at once! Come on, you hear?
I want to come away at once. His Highness is in there with his
fiancée,
as I told
you. Oh, yeah? Well, you better open up or I'll forget I'm a lady and slap you right in the foot.
And she ain't kidding either.
Where is she? Where's that Raja swiper?
Right here, sister. Under the jewels.
She insisted upon seeing you, old lion of the uranium nose. She claims she is your fiancé.
You ain't kidding. And I got first claim on all that dough. I got a letter to prove I was the one proposed
you,
to.
You are the real Dolores?
Yeah.
I don't understand, oh mighty confounder of the articulate.
It is apparent now, quite apparent, that I have been the victim of a great deception. Evale, remove her at once.
Oh, yes, your most immeasurable perspicacity.
Keep away from me. I can't run with all this hardware on.
No, not this mazy one. The scheming, money-mad one. Throw her
out. Hey! Oh, but you can. Now, Your Highness, I can explain. The reason I came all the way out here to marry you...
Evale, put her on the next boat back home.
Oh, you won't hear the end of this, Maisie. I'll get you. I...
Yes, I am coming.
You can't do this to me. I'll write my lawyer. I'll call the U.N. I'll...
Ah, shut up.
Well, that was what you call in your country a narrow escape from a fate worse than death, no, Miss Revere?
Yeah, I guess so. Your Highness, I never really intended to go through with this marriage.
Perhaps I can persuade you to change your mind.
Well, you see, I was just trying on that wedding dress, and... You mean... Now you want to marry me?
Why not?
But, Your Honor... We haven't known each other very long.
Adam and Eve knew each other for even a shorter time, and she said yes to marriage.
Yeah, but Eve didn't have very much of a selection, did she? You got a lot to offer, Ish. Money, position, power, and good looks, too. But, well, you got a couple of wives already, haven't you?
Six, but I would make you my favorite.
Sorry, Mahas. In my country, we still have rationing. Only one wife to a man at a time.
But we could be very happy together, the eight of us.
Uh-uh. I don't mind having a mother-in-law and a father-in-law, but I draw the line at having six wives-in-law.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, Dixie and me finally scraped up enough money to pay the fare back to the good old USA. Some gals may think me crazy, but I just couldn't see myself as one of someone's wives. I don't know. But when we buy those monogram towels for the bathroom, I want them to be embroidered his and hers, not his and theirs. I guess I'm just one of those old-fashioned American girls who wants a husband all to herself. Yep. If my husband is out late at night, I want to worry where he is, not know where he is. Well, I gotta rush and catch that boat.
Hey, Maisie, wait for me.
Nothing doing. You stay right here. You got me into enough trouble already.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Bee Benaderet, Mary Shipp, Herb Butterfield, Hans Conried, Stanley Waxman, and Hal Gerard. Jack McCoy speaks.